An important reason for New York State to ban hydraulic fracturing was the need to move from a fossil fuel-based economy to one based on non-greenhouse gas-emitting alternative fuels. There can be no doubt that the world must move away from a reliance on fossil fuels. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change recently stated that given the threats posed by greenhouse gases, the best strategy is to keep fossil fuels in the ground. Thus, the best strategy for New York is to develop state policies that encourage reducing energy use, efficiency measures, and a move to reliance on alternative energy sources such as solar power. Last spring, the New York State Public Service Commission, the PSC, decided to move forward with the Reforming Energy Vision Initiative, aimed at overhauling the way energy is generated, transmitted, monitored, and used. The plan could have a profound impact on the state's electric utilities, power producers, consumers, clean energy initiatives, and the climate for decades to come. Moreover, the Reforming Energy Vision Initiative is being closely watched, not only by other states, but across the globe. Under the current utility structure, the power sector in New York is on track to spend an estimated $30 billion to replace and modernize the state's aging energy infrastructure over the next decade. Unless the state makes changes, the $30 billion of investments will increase costs to ratepayers and perpetuate the use of outdated, inefficient, and a polluting system. The Reforming Energy Vision Initiative recognizes that the existing energy model is unsustainable and that the increasing frequency of extreme weather events and long-term environmental and public health degradation caused by continued reliance on an antiquated technology requires a wholesale transformation of the state's energy systems. Moreover, the initiative presents a unique opportunity for New York State to offer a new national model for generating energy while reducing the emissions that fuel global climate change. The future of the state's renewable power and energy efficiency programs now are tightly linked to the initiative. Many of the state's energy conservation environmental programs are expected to be absorbed by this new system. According to the plan, these programs will serve as a bridge to smooth transition to the new energy efficiency and renewable products expected to materialize when the initiative is fully implemented, a process that is expected to span many years. The plan anticipates that the Clean Energy Fund will complement that transition by filling market gaps and keeping the state on track to eventually meet its efficiency and renewable goals. But in order to further strengthen the state's plan, New York must establish aggressive but achievable long-term goals for efficiency and renewables, with interim targets and other related goals. Environmentalists are pushing to ensure that the Reforming Energy Vision Plan adopts verifiable environmental targets. They want New York, through the program, to achieve the following goals. 1. The state get at least 50% of its power from renewable energy sources by the year 2025. That the state meet 20% of its projected energy demand through conservation and efficiency programs, also by 2025. And that the state reduces by 80% its greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2050. That goal has been set by the experts as the minimum reduction necessary to avoid the worst of the environmental problems resulting from climate change. And of course, all of these goals must be met while keeping the cost of energy affordable in New York. New York's bold move to ban fracking has positioned it to be a national leader in tackling the dangers posed by global climate change. If it develops a new energy plan that shows the nation how to meet the state's energy needs while relying on clean, renewable power, it could serve as a global leader as well. As the Reforming Energy Vision process unfolds over the coming months, it's critically important that New Yorkers pay close attention and make their voices heard. We have to act like the fate of the planet depends on our attention, and indeed, it does.